Most historians of flight give all their attention to the invention of fixed-wing aircraft, like the ones the major airlines use to fly passengers today. But actually, this wasn't the first type of flying machine envisioned by humans. What we now call the helicopter was a much earlier concept. In fact, centuries ago, the ancient Chinese were playing with hand-spun toys that rose upwards as they revolved. By the time of the Renaissance, an Italian named Leonardo da Vinci made drawings of a flying machine very much like a modern helicopter. Da Vinci was a famous artist and scientist born in 1452. At the age of 34, he began to explore the possibility of human flight, and 6 years later, he developed his first flying machine. Although Da Vinci's helicopter was never built and wouldn't likely have worked in full-size form, his design was an important step in the development of a craft that could fly using rapidly rotating horizontal blades. There were several problems that prevented inventors from creating a working helicopter until the 20th century. The first was developing an engine powerful enough to drive the blades, yet light enough to allow the craft to lift off the ground. After such engines were available, other problems were found. There was the problem of torque, the effect produced by the rotor which forced the fuselage or body of the aircraft to rotate in a direction opposite to the engine and blades. There was also a problem of unequal lift on either side of the central shaft. This caused many early helicopters to flip over as they took off. But all these problems were solved by November 1907, when Frenchman Paul Cornu lifted off the ground in a helicopter and flew for a few seconds. By 1924, another Frenchman named Etienne Omachen was able to keep a helicopter aloft for 7 minutes and 40 seconds.